Is that a shadow? Or is someone really there? Do you feel like you're not alone? Well, we all have times when we feel things around us are amiss. It's those times we need to take pause and examine these events closer. You are now in Paranormal Time Out with your hosts, Alex and Ashley.
Well, we made it back safely.
Yes, we did. No clowns killed us this time.
Right, and I was just going to say, and if you don't know what we're talking about, we just recently went to the Clown Motel in Tonopah, Nevada. We filmed a video, so there's going to be a YouTube video about it, and we just want to touch on it a little bit here on the podcast, because we sometimes keep our YouTube and the podcast a little separate, where we do different content for each.
Right.
But we wanted to talk about some of the things that happened to us at the Clown Motel. Now, I want to get your impression. What did you actually think of the motel?
I thought, okay, well, I didn't think it was as scary as I thought it was going to be. It was a little spooky and creepy because of the clowns.
Yeah.
I think they could have done more, as in, if we're talking about the actual hotel, the outside of it is awesome because it has all the clown stuff going on. But I just believe even in the standard rooms, if you don't get like a themed room, I still think it should still be filled with clown stuff.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, because the room we were in, it was called the Clown Suite, but there was no clowns in the room.
Yeah, nothing. So if it's going to be the Clown Suite, like, I want clowns dangling from the ceiling, or at least pictures of clowns like in love or something, like that, something to do with clowns. All we had was a Freddie Mercury picture, which I appreciate, but he had like a clown nose on and that was it.
Something did happen to us in that room, but we're not going to give that away, because you'll have to watch our YouTube video to find out exactly what happened. But I want to actually talk about the room.
Okay.
The room was clean.
Yes.
But exactly. The bed was falling apart.
Yes, underneath, but no bed bugs.
Yeah. Yeah. No bed bugs, thankfully. And then as we were getting ready to go to bed, we found ants in the room.
Yeah. Yep. In the little area part where there was tile by the bathroom, like by the sink, there was little baby ants running around.
Yeah. And so we did our part and we killed them, because the office was closed. We couldn't get anyone. And so we, did the best we could. Mm-hmm. But then when we woke up, they were everywhere. And it's like,
yeah, they were back.
At that point, I was like, Alex, let's get the F out of here.
Yeah, she was ready to go. And I'm still just sitting up and she's all packed and ready. I'm like, oh, shit.
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have been, and I understand that there's probably going to be little bugs and stuff like that, because it's out in the middle of the desert. But if you do know, like we were talking about, if you do know it's a tourist attraction, you should try to keep that at bay. Like, if you know people are coming that night, make sure it's sprayed that day or something.
Right, exactly. Now, we will go back and we'll stay in some of the other, maybe the Exorcist room, which is really popular, and things have happened to people in those rooms. After we stay in one of those rooms, I don't know if I would ever go back again, just because it definitely still needs a lot of updating.
Yes, it definitely does. And I understand that that guy that was the receptionist guy or the owner or whatever, he might be newer to owning it.
I think he's owned it maybe a couple of years. So
then it should have been better by now.
He is updating it. At least the room that we were in, it had the vinyl flooring. It wasn't like carpet. So that was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was a nice flooring. It was an actual nice room, just the ants. And I think a little bit of the bathroom needs to be a little bit updated.
Yeah, the bathroom was very gross and I felt dirty even going in there.
Yeah, it wasn't horrible compared to a lot, but it needed to be updated. Because I mean, the toilet was so small too, and it needs new bathrooms. At least in that room.
Yeah, the best part of that hotel, I think, was the lobby and then the cemetery next door.
Oh, exactly. The lobby was awesome with a whole bunch of clowns everywhere. And then the cemetery was scary as shit.
Yes.
Watch the video and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yes. The next morning when we left, we got new jobs.
Yes.
We went to the alien brothel.
Yes. And you know, it's every other Saturday at 4 p.m. No. It was the alien cat house brothel. Oh my God.
We were dying when we saw that. I know this isn't paranormal or anything, but we were
you never know.
We were so intrigued.
You never know who's died up in there. They had a heart attack with a smile on their face. I always wonder about that place because it is called Alien Cat House Brothel. So I kept thinking, like, are they dressed as aliens? That'd be
creepy. It was actually closed as we drove by because we were near Area 51. So I think that's why.
You know, everything's alien.
Yes.
Even the brothel girls.
So that video should be up soon. So keep checking our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/afterlifethrillseekers. So before we get into what we're going to talk about today, we want to give a huge special shout out to someone that we think is so awesome and who you need to check out.
Definitely. Because, you know, I listen to all my true crimes and serial killers and everything. And I mentioned him before, and then he went above and beyond on his podcast and mentioned us as well. He is Dave Jari and he hosts The Serial Holic. And you can get that anywhere, Spotify, everywhere you can get us as well. And if you want to hear really awesome serial killer stories, especially his brand new one about Ed Gein, it is titled The Butcher of Plainfield. Go ahead and definitely listen to him. He is very awesome. And his stories and his detail and his voice will keep you very interested. You'll be creeped out because he does get into detail. You can find him, like I said, anywhere. He has an Instagram, The Serial Holic. He is awesome, guys. You definitely got to go listen to him. And he supports us and we definitely support him. And that's what's always good about the podcast community. A lot of them all of us support each other, which is awesome because you don't have a lot of that competitive nature because everybody has their own style, their own stories, their own different kind of podcast. And it's just awesome that he showed us love like that. But what we're going to go ahead and talk about on the podcast today is we were looking up, I wanted to do something on schools. So Ashley found a site where it is the top, I believe it's the top five most haunted colleges in the United States.
Yeah. And speaking of haunted colleges, there's actually one here in Riverside. And I've known about it for a really long time.
Right.
But Riverside City College, as it's known now, it used to be Riverside Community College. RCC here in Riverside actually has a lot of reports of doors that open and close all by themselves. They often slam shut with force. There's also reports of disembodied voices.
Oh,
and ghosts that roam the parking garage.
Oh, now that's scary in the garage. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Could you imagine going to your car and you see someone and then you look and they're gone?
Oh, hell no.
Apparently,
parking garages are scary to begin with.
So. Yes, they are. Apparently, there is people see an apparition of a female and she actually haunts one of the parking lots that is near the automotive building. The most prominent ghost that's been reported by like numerous people is of a male spirit and he's kind of dressed up. And he's usually seen wandering the quad. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you might, that the Zodiac Killer actually killed someone at the campus. And this happened about 1967, 1968.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know that. And I know not a lot about the Zodiac Killer, but I didn't know because I wasn't living in California. Of course, I wasn't even born, but right. I didn't know until you just told me, actually.
Yes. Yeah. And that's, I think it's known, but I'm not sure. I don't know how true this is, but someone said that a nursing student hung himself from the top of the parking lot in 2018.
Oh, damn.
So that's fairly recent.
Yeah, that's really recent. He hung himself from the parking garage?
That's what someone said. We'll have to look more into that to make sure that that's correct. And then another lady, I'm just reading what some people have witnessed and what their experiences have been at the college. But someone said that they were walking their dog after hours near the tennis courts. Mm-hmm. It was about 11 p.m. on a Friday. She went to use the restroom and she had the faucet running as she was washing her hands. She heard a door slam. She said it sounded like a door from the toilet stall, and she thought it was like security or a janitor. But when she went out of the restroom, there was no one there.
Oh, geez.
Someone said that faucets turn on and off, lights turn on and off in a lot of the older buildings. Uh-huh. And then another person said that they hear lots of noises. And it always feels like someone is like right behind them.
Oh, shit. We're definitely have to go there.
Yeah, for sure. Can. I think they have cameras. So we'd have to, you know, no trespassing or anything. It doesn't mean that we can't somehow get on there, even if it's during the day and we try to get EVPs, because clearly a lot of people get EVPs there. And it does, with an EVP, it does. That can happen at any time. It doesn't have to be at night.
No, true, true. Oh, goodness. All right. And that's, you know, right in California. So we had to, you know, say one of those first.
Yeah.
So we'll start off and we're going to start backwards. So the number five that I see that I believe Ashley said she has been to, right? That you've been to or you've seen it?
Yes, I have. And it's creepy because of the location of it, but it's beautiful.
It looks beautiful. So if you guys ever want to go look it up, it is number five. I'm probably going to say it wrong. Is it Flagler? Is that how you say
so.
It?
I believe so.
Okay. Flagler College in St. Augustine, Florida. It looks like a huge castle.
It doesn't look like a college at all.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a college. It's really, really big and really, really pretty. So it was founded in 1968, but it looks like it was built in 1888 by an eccentric. See, usually when they say eccentric, something crazy is going on there. entrepreneur named Henry Morrison Flagler, hence, you know, the name. He single-handedly turned Florida into a tourist magnet, especially the way this thing is built. Uh-huh. And like I said, it's in St. Augustine, Florida. It's the oldest city in the United States. And that city was founded in 1565 by Spanish inquisitors.
And if you haven't been to St. Augustine, I highly recommend you go. It is such a cool town. Some of the cemeteries, they don't even let you go in because a lot of it is like above ground. It's awesome. And they've got the Fountain of Youth there.
I want to go.
They also have a really old fort where, you know, the Spanish were there, and that is incredibly haunted too. St. Augustine is very haunted.
Yeah, I would think so. If it's like the oldest city in the United States, can you imagine that cemetery? Like, oh my goodness, that would have to be very, very haunted if it's one of the very first cities. But it does say that there is enough restless spirits and bad juju to fill a whole library of books. on the paranormal.
Not surprising.
So let me see. Students may wake up in their dorm room to find a ghostly woman dressed all in black standing at the foot of their bed. Or a I know, right? I don't want to see that.
No.
Or a little boy, which to me might be a little bit scarier. Little ghost kids scare me.
Yes.
Who stomps through the hallways eternally playing. It also says Ponce de Leon, a pregnant woman who fell down the stairs distraught when her lover returned to his wife, and a boy who fell from the balcony. So they also haunt the place. Wow. But Henry Flagler himself is known to be a guest of honor in the hotel he built, his spirit trapped in the Flagler room while both his wife and one of his mistress haunt the historic building as well. Crazy. That's a lot. All Jesus. That one's, yeah, I would figure if that one's the first city, you know, oldest city,
a
whatever.
A lot going on there for sure. And number four on that list is Gettysburg College, which is not surprising to me because of what happened at Gettysburg and all the deaths that occurred there. The oldest building on the campus, which is Penn Hall, apparently has an impressive number of ghost stories. More than one administrator has taken the elevator down to the basement only to find an entire ghostly field hospital in operations when the doors are opened. The ghosts don't stay confined just to Penn Hall. Students have been visited in residence halls, including Stevens Hall and Huber Hall. They've encountered the lost and wandering spirits of dead soldiers all around the campus.
Creepy. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine being there and just doing something? All of a sudden, these ghosts of dead soldiers just start walking by.
Yeah, that's... I can't imagine that. That would be... I don't know how I would react to seeing that.
Right.
Because like, that's really, really sad and emotional. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I would probably try to talk to them if they weren't trying to talk to... I wonder if they talk to people. Like, well, some of them probably just walk by, but I would talk to them if they were talking to me.
I think that a lot of the hauntings regarding Gettysburg... I don't necessarily think that they are intelligent hauntings. I think that they've just left that imprint.
Yeah.
You know, their energy is still there. That's why they manifest. And I think they go through like a loop of like the same thing. I mean, that's just the stories that I hear and read. I mean, maybe some of them are intelligent spirits, but I think a lot of it is it's just left an imprint there.
Oh, yeah, probably. They're probably just like walking through ready for battle again, not knowing
you're gone. Dead. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that would be horrible if you were a ghost and you just had to relive something like that over and over again.
Or you may not know just because you're in
there. Yeah, room. It's true. You might just think, you know, wow. And then we have number three, Kenyon College, which I've never heard of this one. So Kenyon College in Gambler, Ohio. It says it's one of the oldest and most prestigious colleges in the Midwest, where I am from, but I'm not from Ohio, so I've never heard of this. It was founded in 1821 by Ohio's first Episcopal Bishop, Philander Chase. Kenyon College doesn't keep its college ghost stories under wraps. In fact, a professor named Tim Shutt has long led a ghost tour of the college.
Ooh.
Taking lovers of the spooky and dark to the campus most haunted location. The oldest ghost is a man named Stuart Pearson, who died in a fraternity hazing gone wrong in 1905. Jesus, so they had hazings way back then. See, that's why to these days, you know, sidebar, they don't want them to do that because that happens all the time in hazings.
Yep.
The fraternity brothers left him on a trestle, promising to return for him later. But in the night, he was struck and killed by a train.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. And this was the DKE fraternity. They still pay tribute each year, carrying a coffin to the trestle and reading the coroner's report. In 1949, there was another accident. There was a tragic fire in Old Kenyon who killed 9 students who are said to occasionally wake up current residents where there's shoutings of warnings to get out. The Capel's resident hall also hosts the spirit of a young man who fell down the shaft trying to escape a stuck elevator in 1979. And people have been woken up reporting an invisible person stinking of alcohol and sitting on their bed. And one more there, don't forget the gates of hell. The stone pillars at the entrance of the South Campus, according to the legend, where anyone passing through at midnight will be transported straight to hell.
You know,
wow.
That's, I'm sorry, I don't think that's funny or anything, but isn't it seems like every city has a gate to hell.
Mm-hmm. A portal, a gate, everything.
Right, because you've got the one in Redlands that apparently they destroyed. Mm-hmm. You've got the one in Corona that that's Hell's Gate with that story that we actually debunked. It is not true, even though a lot of paranormal investigators say, oh, the lady was possessed by the devil and then burned the house down. No, that in fact did not happen.
Right.
I do think that there is paranormal activity going on because people have done Ouija boards there. So they've conjured up and attracted spirits there, but it's not from the story that's told. But yeah, back to, that's interesting because every place has like a Hell's Gate.
Oh yeah, a Hell's Gate, portal to hell.
Yeah.
You know, there's always something somewhere.
I think the Cecil Hotel is a portal to hell.
Yes, we definitely have to go there. I think that one is, because even people that I have talked to like at work, anywhere, they all kind of have the same notion of as us. That it, they believe it's pure evil, like a pure evil portal to hell. Like it's just plain evil.
That's why it's going to be very scary when they reopen it.
Oh yeah, because we definitely have to go, even if it's not inside, if it's just around there, and do a spirit box or something, because it is definitely, definitely haunted and full of just sadness and just hell.
Back to this list, number 2. Is surprisingly the University of Notre Dame, which is in Notre Dame, Indiana. I had no idea. And it's interesting to me because that's a Catholic university.
Well, that's probably why.
And well, most Catholics don't believe in ghosts.
Did I do? And I'm Catholic, but you know, I don't practice. But what is that? You know, just a sidebar, you know, my favorite word, which I can say this, I'm Roman Catholic. I believe in ghosts, but what I don't understand is if they don't believe in spirits, then why did they do exorcisms?
Right, exactly.
Don't believe in spirits, but you believe in demons that can possess somebody.
Right. I grew up Catholic as well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my family, they do believe in ghosts.
Right.
But when you bring it up to the church, they say, no, there's no ghosts.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. It's interesting how they don't believe. Now, not everyone, but a lot of them don't believe in ghosts, but yet they are the ones who do the exorcisms and
the
demons and all of that. So it's very interesting. And that's why I think that this is interesting that there are hauntings here at Notre Dame.
Right.
But there are ghosts all over this campus. There was a theater that was built in 1881. And it's thought to be haunted by a steeplejack who fell off the roof during construction. And also by a music student who still practices his French horn in the middle of the night. But the most famous ghost is of George Gipp. He's the legendary All-American football star who died of pneumonia during his senior year in 1920. He just won one of the biggest victories of his career, but then he fell sick. It says fell sick under disputed circumstances. The story is told that Gipper came back to campus after curfew, tried to sneak in the back door of Washington Hall to escape the freezing December night, but he fell asleep after finding it locked. They say that the true story is probably that he just got sick after practicing in the cold, because this was before widespread antibiotics came out.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, this probably definitely died of pneumonia.
Right. But, you know, there has to be this grand story about why someone dies. So, apparently, I'm sorry. I don't know if I believe this. He doesn't seem too settled because people actually see him riding a white horse up the stairs through the halls of Washington Hall.
Where did the white horse come in from?
I don't know.
That's weird, a white horse. Now, I could see maybe him playing his horn, but...
No, that's a different ghost that plays the horn. This is the football star that fell.
Oh, that and fell he's sick. On a horse. You would think he'd be running around throwing a football or something. Okay, I don't know about that one. But, you know, hey, if people have seen it, then, you know, it's a very famous college.
Well, and it's so old, too, because it was actually founded in 1842. It's interesting that all of these colleges now, number one, Alex will get to in a little bit. But if you think about all these colleges that we're talking about, they're all old. So of course there's going to be history. Of course there's going to be ghosts, because most of these were founded in like the 1800s.
So there's always going to be something somewhere.
Because energy doesn't leave. Energy stays. And so that's right, Quasi.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and then down to number one, Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts. It's the largest women's college in America. So this one is a women's college.
Woohoo!
And yeah, it's one of the prestigious Seven Sisters. Smith College is one of the most dominant institutions in women's education since 1871. They have some homegrown college ghost stories. And with buildings dating back to the colonial era, Smith has centuries of accidents, murders, and epidemics to draw from. Smith might be known to college consensus as the top-ranked women's college in the U.S., but it's also one of the most haunted colleges in New England. The most famous story, and most heartbreaking, centers around the Sessions House, built in 1751, where star-crossed lovers would meet in a hidden stair, one a British soldier, the other an American girl. Their ghosts reportedly still haunt the house, and naturally, the hidden staircase is real. New residents are traditionally tasked with finding it on Halloween. Okay, I don't know why they're haunted there, but okay. Other ghosts include a senior who died after forgetting to turn off the gas oven.
Oh, wow.
A little boy also who died after being locked in an attic, and a broken-hearted mother dating back to the days before Smith, when the building was just a boarding house. She walks the floors with the crying baby she murdered in real life. I wish they would have told more about the lovers.
Well, let's look it up. So it says that the most well-known Smith ghost story is at the Session House. The building is one of the oldest in Northampton, dating back to 1751 when it was built by Lieutenant Hunt. The origins of the ghost story date back to the Revolutionary War. It's of a story... After his capture by the revolutionaries in 1777, General Burgoyne, a general of the British Army, was held as a prisoner in Sessions House, where he fell in love with Lucy, one of the lieutenant's daughters.
Oh, Lord.
Because he was a British soldier, the love was forbidden.
Oh, but
rumor has it that the lovers still met on a secret staircase hidden in the house as an escape route during Indian attacks.
Oh.
Eventually, the general returned to England, and the fate of his lover is less clear. Wow. Legend has it that Lucy went into a decline and eventually died, or even that she was actually an entirely different woman, Martha Henshaw, who married and lived happily with her husband, Samuel Henshaw. The general still wanders Session House looking for his love. The secret stair is not just a romantic fiction, but a real feature of the Session House, or Sessions House. A long-standing tradition, like Alex said, which was started by Sessions' first house mother, is to have new residents of Sessions search for the staircase on Halloween each year, just like what you said.
Oh, so they go back there and meet each other.
Yeah, so apparently they moved on and eventually died, but then go back to see each other.
Yeah, they meet each other in their little spot. Aww.
Yeah, so if you went to a haunted college, mm-hmm. please let us know. You can reach us on our Instagram, which is instagram.com/paranormaltimeout. Or you can give us a call at 213-293-7228 and give us your story.
I'm sure there's many other colleges, high schools, elementary schools. But yeah, if you went to a college and you think it's haunted, definitely let us know your stories.
It's crazy, but I almost wonder, with some of these ghost stories, is it actually urban legend, or are people actually witnessing this?
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, there's always urban legends. There's always this and that, this and that. But I want to see, like, people saying, yeah, this is what I saw. And that is true. It's really happening.
Don't forget to check out our YouTube, which will have our new video featuring us at the Clown Motel. Now you already know that we survived.
Yeah.
But that's youtube.com/ Afterlife Thrill Seekers, or just search Afterlife Thrill Seekers. You could even search Paranormal Timeout and our channel comes up.
So if you're falling asleep at your house, or maybe if you're falling asleep in college, always have pleasant nightmares.